Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm able to celebrate this Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. There is an obscure saint of the day that is being honored. Not too many people know about her, but she lived in the first century. Her feast day is today, May 24th. Saint Joanna, she was the wife of Chusa. She was the myrrh bearer and her husband was the steward of King Herod. She was cured of evil maladies by Jesus, then followed and provided for him and his apostles. She was one of the women who discovered the empty tomb on Easter morning. Saint Joanna is known to have carried the myrrh that was to prepare Jesus at death. And so we begin our prayer together as we begin all prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your spirit.
As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, we are given this time to acknowledge our sinfulness before the Lord. Looking back in the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way? We bow our heads. For any needed forgiveness, we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty and merciful God, that we may in truth receive a share in the resurrection of Christ your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The crowd in Philippi joined in the attack on Paul and Silas, and the magistrates had them stripped and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After inflicting many blows on them, they threw them into prison and instructed the jailer to guard them securely. When he received these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and secured their feet to a stake. About midnight, while Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God as the prisoners listened, there was suddenly such a severe earthquake that the foundations of the jail shook. All the doors flew open, and the chains of all were pulled loose. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, thinking that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted out in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself. We are all here." He asked for a light and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household will be saved." So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to everyone in his house. He took them at that hour of the night and bathed their wounds. Then he and all his family were baptized at once. He brought them up into his house and provided a meal, and with his household rejoiced at having come to faith in God. The word of the Lord. Your right hand saves me, O Lord.
Your right hand saves me, O Lord.
I will give thanks to you, O Lord, with all my heart, for you have heard the words of my mouth. In the presence of the angels, I will sing your praise. I will worship at your holy temple and give thanks to your name. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Because of your kindness and your truth, you have made great above all things your name and your promise. When I called, you answered me. You build up strength within me. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Your right hand saves me. The Lord will complete what he has done for me. Your kindness, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the work of your hands. Your right hand saves me, O Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. I will send to you the Spirit of truth, says the Lord. He will guide you to all truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you.
And with your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Now I am going to the one who sent me, and not one of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I told you this, grief has filled your hearts. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I go. For if I do not go, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send the Advocate to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world in regard to sin and righteousness and condemnation. In regard to sin, because they do not believe in me. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you will no longer see me. Condemnation, because the ruler of this world has been condemned." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The discourses that we are hearing in the Gospel, particularly the last couple of days, are preparing us for Ascension Thursday. In our Diocese of Green Bay, we will be celebrating that on the seventh Sunday of Easter. It's still a holy day in many parts of the world. I think what Jesus is trying to impress upon the disciples is that he needs to leave. He needs to return to the Father. He can't stay any longer. When Jesus was laid into that tomb after having been crucified, they had to be so very saddened and full of grief because they thought that they would never see the Lord again. But then the resurrection of Jesus came. And we hear accounts about how he has come back. He has revealed himself, not at all times immediately. And they probably think, okay, now we've got him again. He's going to be around for quite a while. We have these 7 weeks of Easter, and I got to believe that in real time, 2,000 years ago, this wasn't 7 weeks. It was probably a matter of days that all of these things happened. And so now he's getting himself ready to return to the Father. But they have to believe at times after having told them that, the disciples, they had to feel rather helpless. They also had to feel very hopeless. What are we going to do without you? How are we going to survive? Well, Jesus makes a lot of promises, and they're good promises. He said, "I want to give you peace. I want you to go out and be my disciples and share that peace with others. The Father and I are going to send the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Paraclete. That will be here to sustain you for a very, very long time. As we live in this century right now, we've got the gift of the Spirit. It's given to us in baptism. It's reconfirmed with us at the Sacrament of Confirmation, but at all other times as well. That Holy Spirit is very much active. And just as the Holy Spirit sustained the early disciples and gave them what they needed, that Holy Spirit comes to us as well. We don't have to be
hopeless people. We don't have to be helpless people. We've got the Spirit. So let us pray just in a moment of quiet prayer for that gift that did come to them, the disciples, but also very much comes to us in helping us sustain our faith, allowing that faith to grow. The Spirit is there very much at work. And we bow our heads in grateful praise and thanksgiving to God for that gift that did come to them and comes to us. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we wish to place before the Lord. For Pope Francis and all priests, for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord. For all the church, that its members will be granted the peace and strength to live out God's will in our lives, we pray to the Lord. For an end to religion-based war and terrorism around the world, and that Mary, help of Christians, will intercede for all those who are being persecuted for their faith, we pray to the Lord. For all nations, that they will reject the culture of death and affirm the dignity of all human life, we pray to the Lord. For those in physical or emotional pain, that our Lord will draw near to them with his healing presence, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, especially for the souls of Josefina Gallardo and Araceli Ramirez, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us, and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic host pray together the unending prayer of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let's share with one another a greeting of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Thank you. those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
The body of Christ. Stand now to conclude our prayer. Hear, O Lord, our prayers that this most holy exchange by which you have redeemed us may bring your help in this present life and ensure for us eternal gladness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you that he may defend you, within you that he may sustain you. Before you, that he may lead you. Behind you, that he may protect you. Above you, that he may bless you. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you will enjoy and join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we humbly implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I'm a professional driver, so I spend all day in my car, actually all day in my work truck, and this is all I listen to all day long is Relevant Radio now.
Now, how do you tune into us, Matt? Do you have a smartphone as well? You do it over the app, or just you know what stations we're on?
We have a station here that is Relevant Radio, so it's really nice having it on the FM dial.
So yeah, how long have you been listening to us? Just for a couple years now?
It's been a month, actually. I just recently came back to the faith. I was an atheist for a long time, and I just went to Mass one day and then kind of discovered Relevant Radio, and it really changed my outlook and my view on everything, and it just made me a stronger person, believe it or not.
That's one of my favorite testimonies I think I've heard. You went from atheism to Catholicism. What led you to church and then ultimately to come back and to realize that, hey, truth can be found both through reason and that this is the church that Jesus Christ established?
Well, I was raised Catholic, so I was Catholic as a kid, and I left the church in my early 20s, and what led me away from it was I started to question the doctrine, and mm-hmm. and then that's one thing led to another, and then I just decided that atheism was the way to go. And if atheism were a church, I was probably a bishop in it. Maybe even close to the Pope. So I was pretty fervent. I pray for all atheists every day during the chaplet.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web. Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.